Howdy neighbors, hey, good morning everybody. It's Ag for the Four States. Ron Hayes with you today on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Between now and high noon, we've got lots to talk about from the world of agriculture, including a look at your agricultural markets. We're going to be looking at all the whys of these ag futures for you today, what's really driving the market as we move along. We've got, of course, the latest on our ag futures for as far as the prices. We've got the live cattle, feeder cattle contracts, lean hogs as well. Then over on the crop side of things, we've got the grains, the oil seed, the cotton, the energy complex. All those prices coming up. Dave Lanning helping us out with that. News on 6 helping us out with a look at our weather. Then we'll get into our feature time. And moving on after that, we'll be checking the latest agricultural news for you, getting closer to 12 noon. Let's start, as always, with markets. We do that for you in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSEP.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, the news of the discovery of the avian flu virus in milk sent some traders running to the door looking to liquidate their long positions yesterday. Even though the consumption of pasteurized milk is safe and the consumption of meat is safe, consumers reacting somewhat negatively. This may be the overriding influence on the market in the near term. The virus has not been found in beef cattle at this point, but dairy cattle are slaughtered for beef as well. Now, hog futures struggled and tried to close higher yesterday with only the August contract posting a minor gain of just a nickel. The National Daily Afternoon Report showed a decline of 36 cents with a weighted average of $91.49, and this was offset somewhat by pork cutouts, which did have an increase of 38 cents. Wheat markets are higher again today, all three markets attempting to close higher for the sixth straight day. Paris milling wheat futures are a bit lower, though, following five straight higher finishes. Supporting wheat is not only the relentless geopolitical concerns with Russia and Ukraine attacking each other's infrastructure, but also growing weather concerns, especially in the U.S. southwestern plains, also in southern Russia and eastern Ukraine. Corn futures are trading near unchanged after yesterday saw that market correct from a three-day winning streak. Pressure in corn seemed to come from the weak energy markets and from the third consecutive week of declining ethanol production. With margins skimpy and maintenance downtime, ethanol production fell by about 29,000 barrels per day to 954,000 barrels per day. Soybeans and soy products starting the day lower, pressured by falling processing margins and a tanking palm oil market. Soybean meal was the bullish stalwart yesterday and had rallied for four straight days before selling off early today. All your futures are coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
June live cattle down $1.50, 173.75. August down $1.27, 172.10. October down $1.40 at 176.25. May feeder cattle down $1.07, 243.02. August is down $1.80, 254.50. September down $1.57, 255.92. Kansas City wheat, the May's down a penny and a quarter, 6.23. July's up a half, 6.30 and a half. Chicago wheat, May's up two and three quarters, 5.97 and a quarter. July July's up 3 cents, 616. May corn is unchanged, 437 3/4. July's up a penny at 449 1/2. May soybeans down 14 3/4, 1151 1/4. July's down 14 cents, 1167 1/2. That's a check of your ag markets. And now let's get a check of the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. And we're looking at showers and thunderstorms through the day and tonight. 90% chance today with a high of 73. 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, and overnight low around 61. Showers and thunderstorms going to continue through the weekend. 70% chance tomorrow, high of 81 degrees. 60% chance on Saturday, high of 82. And then a 60% chance on Sunday, high Sunday of 81 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. Stay with us. Ron Hayes joins us in just a moment with the latest farm and ranch news. That's coming up when we return on KGGF.